Charms for the Easy Life by Kay Gibbons, read by Kate Fleming.
Disc 1.
Stupidity in a woman is unfeminine. Friedrich Nietzsche, Human, All Too Human, 1878. Already by her 20th birthday, my grandmother was an excellent midwife in great demand. Her black bag bulged with mysteries and vials. This occupation led her to my grandfather, whose job was operating a rope and barge ferry that traveled across the Pasquotank River. A heavy cable ran from shore to shore, and he pulled the cable and thus the barge, carrying people, animals, everything in the world across the river. My grandmother was a frequent passenger, going back and forth over the river to catch babies, nurse the sick, and care for the dead as well. I hear him singing as he pulls her barge. At first, it may have annoyed her, but soon it was a sound she couldn't live without. She may have made up reasons to cross the river so she could hear him and see him. Think of a man content enough with quiet nights to work a river alone. Think of a man content to bathe in a river and drink from it, too. As for what he saw when he looked at my grandmother, if she looked anything like my mother's high school graduation photograph, she was dazzling, her green eyes glancing from his to the water to the shore. Between my grandmother, her green eyes and mound of black hair, and the big cookie moon low over the Pasquotank, it must have been all my grandfather could do to deposit her on the other side of the river. Imagine what he felt when she told him her name was Clarissa Kate, but she insisted on being called Charlie Kate. She probably told him that Clarissa was a spineless name.